$15
mm-hmm.
dollar a week, and I didn't have the money,
yeah.
and so I didn't get to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, those are certainly nice. How long does it take you to do one of those?
Oh, not but a little while, if I'm in a mood.
Mm-hmm. How long is a little while? 2 hours?
Oh, no, it won't take me that long.
It'd take me that long just to trace it.
Well, I never did time myself, uh-huh. and I just drove these after supper, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just got in a mood for drawing again. And I had drawed these back when I was a kid, and they was getting tore up and all.
Mm-hmm. You drew this one? Uh-huh. Well, that's a very fine-looking lady, isn't it? You drew this?
Yes, and I crocheted that shawl that's around mm-hmm. that picture shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drew this old man's picture. And my father said it was just the picture of the old man that he painted with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they wore long dresses like that when...
Yeah. Well, I bet you got a lot of pleasure out of that. That's certainly nice. All right. And my next question here is, what do you call a large, open, wooden vessel that you might carry water or milk in?
Pail.
Okay. What would you call the same kind of thing made out of metal?
Well, we'd call it a pail, too.
Okay.
And we call this out here the milk bucket, of course, so it's just called a pail.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?
Not that I know of.
But you just use the word pail more often.
Well, I just use this for a milk bucket
mm-hmm.
and nothing else.
Okay. If it's for milk, it's a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's a pail. Now, what do you call a heavy iron thing for frying on the stove?
Skillet.
All right. What's that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. If you had a great big barrel... what would you call the same kind of thing on the barrel to let the liquid out?
The faucet.
Okay. Now, out in the yard, where you might fasten the garden hose, what would you call that?
Call that faucet too, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call a paper container for groceries?
A paper bag is what we call.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right. Do you ever call it a sack?
Well, sometimes you'll say a paper sack.
Mm-hmm. But more often you'd use bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What do you call a large, loosely woven container? You might say 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
I don't ever get none in one of them.
Made out of cloth, you know. Heavy, loosely woven cloth. Or 100 pounds of fertilizer would come in a...
burlap sack.
Okay. Oh, you ever use any other?
Tote sack, yeah.
We get our stuff in paper bags now.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you just say?
Tote sack, what is called?
What is a tote sack?
Burlap.
Same thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But have you ever used the expression toe sack, you think?
We get cow feed in toe sacks,
mm-hmm.
burlap, or whatever you would mind to call it.
And they are the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.